With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Louis Auchincloss is about to reach a turning point.
I've practiced law long enough, and I've got all kinds of things I want to do and write.
After more than 30 years with a Wall Street law firm where he has been a partner since 1957, Louis Auchincloss will put aside wills and trusts to write full-time. Despite his law career, Auchincloss has written nearly 40 books since 1947, the most famous of which is The Rector of Justin.
I could have written my novels in the time, a good many of even of our best-known writers spend drinking.
Auchincloss is much like the characters in his books, wealthy, patrician, Ivy-educated. Some critics have complained that Auchincloss writes for too narrow a segment of society.
I think I tend to be read very largely by business and professional people, I would say, of middle age and up. I don't believe I have much following in colleges.
Louis Auchincloss is not an experimental writer, nor does he write so-called journalistic fiction. In simple, elegant prose, he writes about the people of his world, country homes and Park Avenue addresses, boardrooms and private clubs. For example, his novel, The Book Class, looks at the individual lives of the women who meet monthly for a book discussion.
My mother had a book class that she belonged to, very, very like that, book class. About the same number of women. And it ran for about 50 years till they all became very old or died.
The protagonist in Auchincloss' latest novel, Diary of a Yuppie, is a young lawyer whose moral ambiguity and ambition compromise both his marriage and his career. While Auchincloss is a registered Republican, thus automatically linked to the establishment, he is also an enthusiastic supporter of Democrat Mario Cuomo. Houghton Mifflin published the newest novel by Louis Auchincloss, Diary of a Yuppie. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. By 1987, the writer Louis Auchincloss will have created 40 books, the newest a collection of short stories. Auchincloss has been obsessed with writing since he was a child.
When I was very little, I remember writing a play on the life of the wives of Henry VIII, mostly cribbed out of Shakespeare, when I was about 8, 9, or 10.
Things started off badly in boarding school at Groton, where Auchincloss was at the bottom of his class, but he made a U-turn.
I made my peace with the school, but the first 2 years were very black and bitter.
But by graduation, Auchincloss won nearly every academic prize and edited the literary magazine. Then, on to Yale.
At Yale, my writing started to become serious, because that's where I wrote my first full-length novel.
And submitted it to Scribner's, where it was promptly rejected.
I suddenly went into terrible reverse, and I thought, I'm never going to be a writer. I've got to get on with the real world and become a lawyer as soon as possible. So I went to the best law school that would accept me under the circumstances without a degree from Yale.
Which was the University of Virginia. After serving in the Navy in World War II, Auchincloss joined a New York law firm, but continued to write. His first novel, a reworking of the one rejected by Scribner's, was Indifferent Children, published in 1947. Because his mother was hostile to the book, it was published under the pen name Andrew Lee.
Mother thought the book was inferior. She thought it would do me no good. Mother really had very high standards in art. She really believed you shouldn't paint unless you were Picasso. You shouldn't write novels unless you were Tolstoy, practically. She thought it was a trivial novel. Tis, too, in a way.
Louis Auchincloss has weathered the years well and has tried to keep up with the times, as the title of his latest novel attests. It's called Diary of a Yuppie, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The people in Louis Auchincloss novels often have moral deficiencies, but they are hidden by a veneer of civility. Their lives are governed by an unwritten code of behavior. Such a code became very apparent to Louis Auchincloss when he was 12 years old and a new student at a prep school called Groton. There, the headmaster assembled the class and demanded to know who had thrown rocks at a railroad train.
I got up and said, yes, I did it. Then he said, was there anybody with you? And I said, yes, and mentioned the name of the two boys in the school. And there I learned the iron rule. It wasn't a question of honor, it was a question of mores, tribal mores. You didn't do that, and I became very unpopular and was a snitcher, you see, for a long time.
Strangely, the opposite unwritten code applied when Louis Auchincloss was at the University of Virginia, where it was perfectly honorable to turn in a friend for cheating.
I used to make a point when I was in Virginia of just never looking to my right or left in examinations, because I didn't want to have to turn in anybody, because the old tribal rule that I'd learned at 12 was still strong in me.
Like the mature Louis Auchincloss, the young Auchincloss, too, juggled a law career with a career as a writer, but in 1951 appealed to his father for an allowance so that he could quit his job and write full-time.
There I was, earning my own bread and doing well, possibly what might have become a member of that firm, and then I announced that I was throwing it all to the winds and asking him financially to help me out at the age of 30 while I became a full-time writer, but he did.
Auchincloss wrote full-time for 2 years.
My writing did not increase, I thought, either in quantity or in quality. Also, it didn't look as if at that point as if I was ever going to make any money out of the writing. I'd made a little, but not very much.
Louis Auchincloss went back to the law, but has turned out a book a year for the past 40 years. Houghton Mifflin published his latest, Diary of a Yuppie. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Louis Auchincloss is frequently asked how he does it, combining a full-time career as a partner in a New York law firm with a second career as a writer. And Auchincloss has been prolific. His 40th book, a collection of short stories, will be out in 1987.
I think perhaps the secret was that I learned something that few writers do learn. The only reason they don't learn it is they don't have to learn it. It's how to use bits and pieces of time. I can write for 15 or 20 minutes at a time.
Auchincloss says most writers must have the door closed, the phone off the hook. However,
if those circumstances were removed, they would adapt themselves and still write. But so I had to develop this trick, so to speak. That has stood me in very good stead.
But Louis Auchincloss admits that combining two full-time careers is not for everyone. He is also chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Museum of the City of New York. And he's a walker, a swimmer, and a reader, with a wife of some 30 years and three grown children. Normally, Auchincloss writes three drafts of a book, the first in longhand on long legal pads.
My best writing is done the first draft almost unchanged. If I get it right the first time, it's apt to be the best kind of writing that I do.
Auchincloss is also pleased with the quality of the mail he receives from his readers.
For example, when in my novel Watchfires, when I referred to George Washington living in the White House, I was really encouraged about the degree of literacy in the United States because I got letters from the east to the west coast pointing out that John Adams had been the first president to live in the White House, which I had known. I don't know how I made that slip.
Diary of a Yuppie is Louis Auchincloss' latest novel. In it, a young lawyer is not above rifling the wastebaskets of the opposition during a corporate takeover and learns the meaning of expediency and conscience. Published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.